Carlisle. A Carlisle woman who lost a friend to cancer has found a way to raise funds for cancer research through her vocation. Elizabeth McMullen resides in Carlisle but was raised in Saskatoon. When she graduated from grade 12, she attended the Professional Institute of Massage Therapy, getting her degree in 2016. After starting her business as a registered massage therapist, she gained more knowledge by taking a myofascial cupping course, a rapid neurofascial reset course and an instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization, IASTM, course. She continues to upgrade her professional education yearly in this field when she has a chance. McMullen became friends with a hairstylist and photographer, Kim Regier, while she was in Saskatoon, and at the same time began to do vigorous workouts at the gym. While working as an RMT, McMullen began to work on bodybuilding. She always loved art and felt shaping the body was a form of art, which Regier captured in his photos of her. From 2019 to 2023, McMullen had a trainer and coach named Ryan Richardson who in turn got her ready for competition. In 2022, McMullen was crowned the Golden Prairie Cup Bikini Overall Champion in the Natural and Open category, and be featured on Style Cruise magazine with a photograph that Regier had taken. During this time McMullen met Blair Toms and moved to Carroll in July 2023. Putting her bodybuilding days behind her, she focused on her family and business, which is located out of her home in Carlisle and offers massage, cupping and rapid massage. Cupping is an ancient healing method that helps ease back and neck pain, as well as headaches, and helps heal scar tissue. Suction cups pull the skin, increasing blood flow to the affected area. It feels like a deep tissue massage. Rapid massage is a direct technique that releases restricted joints, nerves, muscles and tendons. In September, Regier passed away after a brief battle with cancer, which affected McMullen deeply. It made her want to do something in his honor by holding a fundraiser for cancer. She purchased heart-shaped suction cups and everyone who books a massage and requests the special cups will be asked to make a minimum donation of $5 to the fight against cancer. When the donation pot reaches $500, McMullen will match it and make a $1,000 donation. She is excited about this event and said many people have already booked and requested the cups. She offers daytime hours during the week and works every other Saturday to accommodate those who work long hours. McMullen looks forward to her life in Carlisle through her family and work. "I love living here," she said. "It has far less traffic. This is a peaceful place to live, a person can actually breathe, and the people are so friendly," said McMullen. "You do not have people saying hi walking down the street in the city."